You do. You do ruin everything.
I do ruin stuff.
I know.
I can't have nice things because I ruin them. I prefer to have cheaper things. Oh.
Welcome.
It's very sensual.
To your mother's house.
Is this what you heard in Ching Chong Ping Pong?
That's disrespectful.
To who?
People that are from Chongqing in China. I learned that while I was there.
Oh, you learned that you're not supposed to say that to them?
Not only did I learn that you're not supposed to say that, but
is that your stupid foot or the dog?
Me. Oh. That there's a city called Chongqing.
Well, there you go. I'm just mispronouncing the city's name. It's not my fault.
So peep this. Peep the science, Jesus.
Okay.
We will be doing our only show in South Florida tomorrow, Thursday, September the 18th, at the Fort Lauderdale Improv.
At the Hardcock Semen Hole.
The Hardcock Semen Hole, Hardcock and Casino in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
That's really childish, Tom. I don't think
the establishment... It's super childish.
Do you think they appreciate that we call it that? I don't think so. They worked very hard to build that brand.
Yeah, it was... it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a fun time. It's one show, which always means we can blow it out more. You know, blow out our assholes more. They don't have that two-show anxiety.
It's the worst.
Then we're off on Momcation.
I can't wait, bro. I'm not going to say a word to you for like the whole week.
About 2 weeks later, I'm doing Momlando, also known as Orlando, the improv. Please come out October 2nd, I think, through 5th.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. How does that work?
October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th. Is that better?
That's better. Now I understand.
All those days in October, I will be farting around Orlando, and it's going to be really fun. Okay. Can you tell I'm jet-lagged or no?
Well, you're just talking super fast. You can pick up the pace a little bit. Everybody's going to be asleep by the time we get to the actual show.
That's why it's a two-show, fucking Christ. Two-man show.
Well, motherfucker,
help me out.
Are you done?
Help me out!
Are you done? Look, are you ready to go to do these dates? Here we go.
Do them.
Guys.
Can you fucking read? Do them.
You're such an asshole. I hate you. I wish you'd go back to Ching Chong. Go back. Okay, guys. Here it goes. Oil on the road. Oil on the road.
Oil.
Why did I stutter?
I don't know. You're a stutterer because you have a fucking Tourette syndrome.
Okay. Oil on the road.
Oil on the road. Oil.
October 2nd, October 3rd. Really? Can you
I thought it was
it's
fun.
It's a little intense. October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th.
Oil on the road. Oil on the road.
There he is. I got to start over now. October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th.
Yeah.
I am at the Cincinnati Funny Bone.
Okay.
In Newport, Kentucky.
Okay.
You can wrap your head around that. Mm-hmm. And then the Jeans Machine and I, we kick off our little podcast, meow. We're doing the podcast live at Cobb's Comedy Club in... I almost said it wrong.
You almost said San Francisco.
I know. Man Fran Disco, California. That's October 9th at Cobb's Comedy Club. I wonder if there's a funnier way to say Cobb's. Mobs? Cunts?
Cobb salad.
Why is it Cobb? So weird. Anyway, buy your tickets online. They're on your mom's house podcast.com, tomscuro.com, christinacom.com. And then we roll into our November dates. We're doing the podcast live November 6th at the Highline in Seattle. That's Seattle, Washington. Not the other Seattle. No, there's no other Seattle.
Okay.
November 7th, Portland, Oregon. Where are we at? What's it called?
Analog Cafe.
The
Analog Cafe.
Analog Cafe. And then November 8th in Chicago at the Empty Bottle. Do you think people love it when people say Chicago?
They love it.
They love it.
I get corrected on it sometimes.
Why? It's the right way to say it.
That's what I keep telling them. Maybe you've never been to Chicago. Maybe you don't know.
They love it. So then, hold on, jeans. Keep them up. Oh, then we're in November. November 20th through 23rd, Toledo, Funny Bone, Toledo,
yeah.
Ohio.
I got some other dates up. They're all at thompsongrow.com.
You had your turn.
No, I just wanted to say dates. Minneapolis, to Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Phoenix.
So stupid. Yeah.
Check it out. This episode of Your Mom's House. What?
What was that? Violence. What did you do with your hand?
No violence. Do you have another date?
No.
Oh.
I'm looking. I'm admiring you the way FIFO admires you.
You ready to do this?
Oh, I can't. I feel like we have so much to do.
There is so much to do.
I'm so excited.
Let's go.
Party.
Who put that tattoo on your forehead now? Who put that Who put that tattoo on your forehead? Ooh.
G.
Who did?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, what that is up under your eye right there?
This off?
Yeah.
954.
What that is?
Ride with a Miami Dade, baby.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So, Bull Pit 305, J-Lo on the side. It's a new generation.
I know, that's right. What you be on? You be on?
I don't know.
You just be free, huh?
I just be a freak.
Oh, okay. You're cute, though. You ain't cold?
Actually, I'm sweating.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to Your Mom's House with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
How am I doing?
Really good. I'm loving this.
I forgot the guitar.
Oh my God. Now I know why you love me doing this so much. This is the most fun thing I've ever watched in my life. That's better than a feature film. We're going to take turns doing this from now on. Because that was so fun to watch.
Thank you, Tom. You know, it's just I've learned by watching you. I feel like I've learned from the master.
I appreciate you acknowledge it.
Before we begin, I would like to thank everybody who's listened to the first episode of That's Deep Bro. There is an official That's Deep Bro podcast.com website you can go to. It's up on iTunes. Please subscribe to it. Please rate it. Tell me you love it. And I've decided to drop an episode every other week, just because the show takes a little more preparation than most. Like this first episode with Jenny Pentland, Jenny is Roseanne Barr's daughter, and we briefly touch on Buddhism and the idea of non-attachment and what is happiness. I didn't get into a ton of theory, but on the upcoming episodes I do, and that requires a lot of preparation. So just, you know, coming up, we have, this is a great episode. I think I'm going to drop this next. We get philosophical on pornography, and I have...
You're talking about cocks. That's disgusting. You better not be.
I have a friend who will be anonymous, who doesn't want his name spoken on the show. He's going to give us some secrets on pornography. We discuss
mine up to the cock.
Absurdism and Jean-Paul Sartre in one episode. Mm. I discuss Thomas Aquinas' 5 ways to prove the existence of God with Pat Keene. And I do happiness with, what's his name? Fitzdog, Greg Fitzsimmons. So that's all coming up. And thank you guys for supporting. Every other week we're going to drop. That's deepropodcast.com. And I will, of course, be in the Mommy Dome twice a week. My jeans are always the priority. Just so you guys know, they're always up under my ears no matter what. This is always my first love. Thank you. That's all
I have. So will one come out next week when we're done?
Yeah. One. And also, I want to give a shout out to Tim Smith at tsmitharts.com for designing the logo for That's Deep Bro. It looks amazing. And he did it because he's a super fan. And I thank him. You're excited.
It's a really cool logo. He did a great job.
He did a great job.
Yeah, I noticed that. I saw it. I was like, wow, that's first class.
It is first class.
Yeah.
So that's what I had.
Well, I'm just trying to hold my life together right now.
What do you mean? You don't feel... Why? What's going on with you?
Well, I've been back in America for 8 hours, 10 hours.
Where were you this morning? Where did you start today? Yeah!
Swimming day and we're going in tonight. Dance, dance, I'm a cult of dancing tonight. City connection, the telephone, what's gonna do?
Did they play that song, Baby, 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 when you, like, when you're walking around?
Yeah, everywhere you go, they play it. Everywhere, 24-7.
You get on the subway, and Webster greets you?
I tried to have them bring me up to this.
And?
They couldn't do it.
I couldn't figure it out. So how was your trip, man? You're not going to tell us about it?
Yeah. That was the whole point of playing this.
Well, let's fucking hear it.
Well, I'm just getting into it. Jesus. Are you not going to tell us about it?
Well, because you're staring at me blankly.
Well, it's been a rough fucking day.
Snap out of it. Let's go. Back to life.
Jesus, you're the worst. You're the absolute worst person. I like nobody less than you.
Baby.
Yeah, Hong Kong and Singapore and Macau. Completely amazing. Hold on.
What's wrong? Wow. Wow, guys, that was an impromptu one.
Yep. Came out of nowhere.
I went back and listened to old episodes of Your Mom's House. Oh. That was amazing. And before we had these mics, these fancy mics, we used to hold them.
Yeah.
And you used to fart a lot more into those
mics.
Oh,
really?
And I really miss those days. When you used to fart right into the mic. Oh, you've got a fief on your lap.
Yeah.
Foo-foo. Oh, he's looking at me.
That was a very smelly fart.
Really? That's weird. What did it smell like? Okay. All right. What's happening? What is going on right now? Oh, Fifo's in your lap. You're so happy to be home. I can tell.
I am. Tired of that Asian strange. It's good to be back here.
Okay.
And
you said that when we made love earlier that it was weird to be with a white woman again.
Well, I was trying to work that some of that Asian stink off my dick, you know. Yeah, that
That's
was
neat,
fun,
Tom.
So, just amazing city Hong Kong is. I got to tell you, that's one of the great cities of the world.
Yeah,
really one of the great cities.
Would
of the
you
world.
Live there ever?
Yes, I would live in Hong Kong. If I was going to live in Asia, that
really?
Would be my choice, of course.
Would you live in a high rise?
Yeah. It's really cheap, too. That's the great thing about Hong Kong.
Is it really?
Nope. 1,200 square foot apartment is about $2.5 million.
Oh, my. Get your life, Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Hong
get
Kong.
Get your life.
Hong Kong is fucking getting its life. It is out of control.
You better get your life.
$2.5 million.
That's bananas.
But it's one of the world's great cities. It's a super sophisticated, modern, just and Western friendly. You know, like there's a lot of people that don't speak English, but enough people do where you can, if you're Western, like you, it's authentic Asian, but Western enough where you're not like completely lost.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But do they know that America's number one?
They know. They fucking know all day.
Hello. Hello.
That's that guy practicing his English on you.
Mainland
casino.
Chinese people in Macau.
Hello.
And then you'd say like, hello. And they'd look at each other like, oh, no, 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 no.
You told me at one point that you could fluently speak their language.
I do speak Cantonese. I don't speak Mandarin.
Okay. Can you give the listeners a taste? And what did you just say?
I said, actually, I'll write down. Can I read you what I learned?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you learned.
Here's what I learned in Cantonese, which is 100,000% different than Mandarin, which is amazing to me.
I know, and they're cousins. They're right next door to each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like, it's not necessarily a dialect. It's like, it's a whole different jam. They can't understand each other.
No, they cannot.
It's so crazy.
Lei ho wu tut. Lei ho wu tut.
Lei ho wu tut tu. What does that mean?
You are disgusting. Ah, yo, ah, see? Yo, LC.
Yeah.
Yo, you, LC. I got a shit. Dole.
Dole.
Dole's fuck you.
Dole.
I like Neholo.
What?
Neholo.
What does that mean?
You're very old.
Neholo.
Nay jow fi we say, you're so old you're going to die soon. and yamo gaucho.
Yeah?
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yamo
gaucho.
No.
I started yelling that at the casino last night when Chad was playing what was he playing? Baccarat. So every hand he got. No, it was blackjack. Every hand he got, I go, yamo gaucho.
So funny. Now you went with Chad Daniels and Pete Lee.
Yes.
Two comedians,
both from Minnesota. It was such a fun fucking trip. Lewis, who owns Acme Comedy Club, who you guys have heard me talk about, one of the great comedy clubs in the country, is from Hong Kong. So he organized this. We went there.
Wait, did he know that you call it Ching Chong Ping Pong?
He didn't know that, no. We kind of left that on the DL. I did tell him about Punzi Semenz, though, and he didn't make any expression when I told him.
Yeah. I wonder why. It doesn't seem very...
I told him that in Christina's household...
not just mine. It's universal in Hungarian.
Yeah.
Well, the right word for Chinese is kinai, mm-hmm. but the slang is Punzi Semenz.
Which means?
Why don't you say it? You brought it up.
But you tell me, though. You taught me.
Well, it means pussy eyes.
That's what Hungarians.
What are you doing?
That's what Hungarians call.
Yeah, pussy eyes.
Asians.
Again, punci semed.
Pussy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these punci semeds over here.
Yeah, I didn't make it up. I'm just reporting it.
So anyways, Chad Daniels and Pete Lee, both Pete's originally from Wisconsin, but I think he moved to Minnesota, and then Chad's from Minnesota and still lives in Minnesota. They came over, we all went together, I should say. And we did shows in Hong Kong at Takeout Comedy, which Jamie Gong owns. And then we went to Singapore and we did shows at a bar in Singapore that has like an emerging comedy scene there. And then we went to Macau and did the MGM Macau, the bar at the MGM.
Hmm.
So it was, and then like we had the best time. I mean, Pete's this super sweet Midwestern guy. He brought his wife, Jamie, and they were like, just like super fun. She was saying that she can really fart.
Okay.
And he wears a CPAP machine to sleep.
Cool.
And she farts into his CPAP machine sometimes.
That's genius level. Yeah. We should have her on the show.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then like Chad, you know, he's like an older guy, but like still fun to hang out with.
An older guy? How old is he?
I think I didn't get to like see his passport.
Yeah.
But I think he's 51.
Wow, that's neat that an old guy like that flies across the world to do shows still.
Yeah, and really funny, still very funny.
He keeps up with the references. Does he say things like "totes jelly"? Like he keeps up with the
millennial, he knows what the kids are saying for
millennial
sure.
Jargon
for sure.
Yeah,
and he's got that. What's he doing over there?
Hey, what are you eating, shithead? Come here. That's the last thing I need is for you to be barfing up fucking something. Let me see. Come here, numbnuts.
What's in his mouth?
I don't know. Nothing. I don't know what
he's doing. Something over there.
I got to give him one of his chews. I didn't give him a chew today. That's why he's chewing
okay.
All that stuff.
Are you going to do it right now?
Yeah.
You want to pause?
Press pause.
Press pause.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hardmints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Okay, he's got a Chauncey. He threatened to kill me if I didn't give him a Chauncey.
Give him what he wants, man.
A bone, sorry.
Yeah, so
Theo had a switchblade knife.
You told you to give him a chew?
No, give me that fucking chew, bitch.
Yeah, I'd never met these guys before, by the way.
These
you
comics?
Actually met, yeah, you did a show with Pete a few weeks ago.
I did.
Enough.
At my alma mater, USF.
Yeah, and we talked about that when he got there. I told him, Christina hates you.
And he showed up so late.
You could see in his eyes how, you know, he was like, he told me about his routing that day.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
And he ended up getting, he took like 3 flights that day to get to that gig.
I know, and that's, I was like, why would you, it was crazy that he would fly day of like that. I'm like,
well,
that's
he had to,
scary.
But he got a flight canceled and then rerouted.
Oh.
And it was funny because Chad was like, that's funny. He's like, you know, the difference is that Pete was told, well, here's what you have to do to make that event. You'd have to take these 3 flights. Mm. And Chad was like, if they had said that to me, I'd been like, well, this is a gig I'm not doing, I guess. And just got in his car and drove home.
Yep. Adios, amigo.
Yep. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But he poured. So Pete, I was supposed to close that show at USF. And Pete was my opener, and they're like, yeah, this guy's driving in from Oakland. He was flying all day. I'm like, there's no way he's going to make it for showtime. So I went up first, and then he showed up super panicked, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
That's the worst, though. Take three flights to get to a gig. That's horrific.
But I'm glad that you told him I was mad at him. That's really funny.
Yeah, it's funny. And then I told him you weren't mad. You
that's
know.
Too bad. Yeah. So tell this, the Chad Daniels story. Like you just told me this at dinner. I thought it was fucking amazing.
So we took the ferry over. We took the ferry over to Macau from what's its tits.
Wait, did anybody say Macau?
No.
Come on.
No one said it.
It's so good.
That's, I wish you were there. I wish you'd have been there. Macau. So what's his tits? Oh yeah. So we're all on the ferry, and they were filming a documentary, by the way. I didn't mention this.
About you guys.
About, like, you know, I don't know what I'm not directing the film, but Josh Weinstein, who used to do, what's it called? Oh my God. Mystery Science Theater is the director.
Oh.
He used to be one of the guys.
Oh.
And he was a writer on Freaks and Geeks and, a bunch of other stuff. And he's a comic. Had a crew, and they filmed us from arriving, doing all the shows, talking to people, local comics, the whole thing. So they made that as this was going on. So we're on the ferry to go to Macau, which is like 10 times the amount of casinos as Las Vegas. Mm. And it's where they wash money and how you get money out of China, because China doesn't let you take money out more than $5,000. So people go there, gamble, and then switch currencies, and that's how they get money out of China.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's pretty wild.
I didn't know that anything was in Macau. I thought it was just like an island and prostitutes on there and that's it.
That is.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Yeah.
Yeah, like they told us we can go to this place and sit there and that they'll just walk girls out with numbers on them and you can just be like 7. 37, yeah. 14, and 63.
Yeah, that documentary, Whore's Glory,
yeah.
On Netflix, they show them in Thailand with a similar system. They're behind glass, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you. So which one did you pick? 7,
we just
4?
Didn't have time.
Oh.
We just timed it, and the schedule was just tight.
It's too bad.
But
some of that sweet Macau puss. Sweet Punsi Samed Punsi.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. I'm gonna start saying that. I want some of that punsi semed punsi.
hold on.
Yeah. Whoa. I see it. I see it on the meter.
That was Theo.
So here's how you get to Macau from Hong Kong. You can take a helicopter or a helicopter over, which I wanted to do, and I yelled at Lewis for not paying for us to do it. But you can also go to the ferry is the common way to get over. And
ferries are the worst.
Yeah, ferries are the worst.
Slow.
The turbojet ferry. It's an hour long, and you just go along. You fly down, right? All over you can see mainland China, Hong Kong, and then Macau. You land there in Macau, and then it's fucking on. The buses like just drive you over, and then you just see, it's like Vegas. You see massive casinos, and you see people flashing money, like real money is in Macau. People that have new money too, because they said that a lot of people that like Chinese mainlanders had no money because of just the system, and then as capitalism has infiltrated parts like of the business side of China. People who had no money are millionaires, and they want to let everybody know when they're in Macau.
Okay, so, that's called new rich.
These
nouveau riche.
Yeah, yeah. And these people, like, it's so funny. You see these Asian dudes that look like Dr. Ken in The Hangover. Like, they have all the dudes have purses, like, the man right. purses.
Yeah.
And they have, like, white loafers and white pants. And then, like, they have Versace shirts and, like, big Gucci sunglasses. It's fucking hilarious.
They sound a little bit like Eastern Europeans, like
it
my
is.
Tribe. Yeah. Like when the wolf came down and communism ended all that money.
What I was told was that when you're there, how you distinguish a mainlander from a Hong Konger.
Oh.
See, the Hong Kong people are more sophisticated and
they're
established.
They're bougie and shit.
So a Hong Kong person with money would just look more sophisticated.
Right.
A mainlander with money would wear like a chain and watches and
Gucci Louis Fendi product.
They would want to flash it so that you know.
Yeah. They're flashy. Okay, they flashy with their shit.
So anyways, we're on the boat over and amongst the whole entire crew that we're rolling like 12 deep or so, something like that, right? We have Esther. Esther is our handler, who is from Hong Kong, speaks 4 languages fluently and a couple more partially. So she speaks Japanese, Cantonese, Mandarin, and English. And we're on the ferry.
No Hungarian?
No Hungarian. Well, actually, probably yes, because her boyfriend's Hungarian.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful language.
Beautiful.
Very useful. Everybody speaks it.
Yeah. So she starts, she's always telling us little bits of information. She's the sweetest. She's awesome. And she goes, these girls, because they see the cameras everywhere. Esther's like, these girls are from Korea. And they're like, hello. Like they wave, they're all excited. And we're like, oh, hi. And then we tell them that cameraman Ryan's birthday. Like it's his birthday. And they're like, oh, happy birthday. And then I think Chad goes, will you give him a birthday kiss? And, they don't know what we're saying. Mm. So Esther knows some Korean, and she goes, tell them, bubui chaseo. Bubui chaseo is give me a kiss, please.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, we give them a bubui chaseo? And they're like, no. and then Chad shows them. He gives Ryan a kiss on the cheek. Like, Babuicha Sayo. And they're like, mm-mm. And then he gets up and he turns around and he kind of puts his hands on his butt cheeks, spreads them, and goes, Babuicha Sayo Mabiho.
That is so offensive to Korean ladies.
Well, here's the thing.
So offensive.
I know for sure that never before in their lives had someone said, will you give me a little kiss on my asshole?
You know, they're going to hate Americans forever now because of
they
you
went
assholes.
From fascinated and looking and smiling.
They hate America now. Yeah. Great.
And their faces dropped and they turned around and looked at the ground. Because someone told them, please give me a little kiss on my butthole. Mm-hmm.
do you realize, like, I've been only to Korea and Asia, and like, I remember lesson number one, they told us women, hold on.
Dude, what's going on this episode? What is going on? You really
what was that?
You made a face?
What was that?
I did not.
That wasn't me. That was Theo.
And you leaned up. Jesus Christ.
Babuicha Sayo,
my brown hole.
Babuicha Sayo, my butthole. I remember they told us donkeys, us American donkey women, they're like, you're not supposed to laugh out loud in public. It's considered really crude. That's why they cover their mouths and stuff. Like, you're not supposed to drink in public as a woman. Like, there's all kinds of societal.
Remember when we went to the Korean barbecue place? And they brought over a drink for me.
God.
And I go, what about for her? And he goes, oh.
Real whore drinks. Yeah. Like it's super offensive. You can't even like take pictures of children there without consent.
Well, you why can't are you taking pictures of kids?
Like as a tourist, if you wanted to be like, oh, look how cute these Korean children are. You can't pat a child on the head. Yeah. That's considered like the utmost rude.
You're like, these little punchy salmons are everywhere.
How much did you love it when my dad told you that?
I really liked it.
It's one of your favorites.
Yeah, like every slur he's told me has been top notch.
I'm glad my dad gives us the knowledge.
Yeah, but punchy salmons.
I don't know if they still use that. I don't know. Hungarians, if you're listening.
Did you tell your ex that one? Did he know about that one?
Them.
No?
No. Oh. No, there was a day with the I had dated a Chinese guy, for those of you who haven't listened to a million other episodes. I had a Chinese boyfriend after college for like 4 years. And he hadn't heard all the racist jokes about
this
Asians.
This blew my mind when you told me this. You told me this years ago, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, imagine if you were... like black or you're Mexican, so imagine like people were so afraid to tell you jokes about Mexicans.
But I thought every Mexican. Race knew what people like the shit that people talk about them.
He didn't know.
That's what I'm saying is amazing.
Yeah,
like so. You know, if you're black, if you're Latino, if you're Asian, you know the go-to, you know.
Actually, you know what though, I didn't know what people really thought about white girls until I worked on the TBS show Funniest Wins. And I was like, oh, that's what you fuckers think about
what
white girls? Well, just that we're whores and we suck dicks on the first date. And
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. I'll remember them.
That's it? That's all you can remember? What a whore you guys are?
Yeah, that's the major one, that white girls are super fucking slutty.
That's funny.
Which we are. I mean, not me. But look at these whores on Tinder now, dude. Do you realize now if you were single... there's a fucking app on your iPhone, and you can be like, I'm going to hook up with this chick tonight, and she's in my neighborhood.
Dude. I got news for you. You don't have to be single. Okay. I have that app, and it fucking works.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. Speaking of apps, guys, my cousin Julie, who's been on this show, started this awesome thing on Instagram called Ugly Face Gram. Basically, it's girls mostly. We want to encourage women to do this, to submit their ugliest selfies. You can be a boy and do it too. It doesn't matter. But it's mainly as a backlash towards this fucking obnoxious selfie stuff. Follow her on Instagram. Submit Ugly Face Gram on Instagram. It's pretty fucking rad. I submitted one. I advise you to do one too.
Yeah, yeah.
Selfies is a worst.
Oh, you know what I didn't tell you also? Mm. So we didn't realize, like, we were watching in Singapore. Chad and I were watching Pete do his set. Mm-hmm. And it was like the perfect light. And it was like the first time any of us had noticed, look at that. That bulge on Pete.
He's got a huge hog in those pants.
Oh, man. So for the rest of the trip, it was like we were just staring at those boys down there. I mean, it looks like he's got six balls. So we spent a lot of time wondering what big dick packing and balls of Pete are doing. I think that, like, I think Pete's dick and balls should have their own Twitter account.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. Did you ask him about his dick and balls?
Oh yeah, and he was like, "Oh, you guys are making me feel good." Like, he was being modest about it, but it looked like he was fucking smuggling mangoes out of Singapore.
That's interesting. I wouldn't think that about him. I've seen him in person, and you know,
you didn't think big dick and balls.
I didn't feel that. I didn't get that initial impression.
Well, I just showed you evidence, didn't I?
That was a huge package. Yep. What's his phone number? What's his, is he on Twitter?
917. Yeah. 555.
First of all, I think the question everybody is dying to know about, most importantly, how was your brown situation in Hong Kong, Ching Chong?
Funny that you ask.
All aboard! Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
I haven't heard that in a while.
It's always a pleasure to hear it. Always.
It is always a pleasure, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here. I had healthy browns.
Really?
I had healthy browns. I mean, my worst browns were on the flight over. Huh. I browned four times.
Whoa, wait a minute. Walk me through every brown. Go ahead.
Well, I had a pickup here at the house at like 6:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So no morning coffee, no morning shit. Mm. And here's what happened. I'd never met Chad, but we had each other's phone numbers. And Sarah, who works at Acme, also was with him because she came on the trip. So they text me that they're at the Sky Lounge, you know, waiting for the, in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Waiting to connect to Hong Kong. I misunderstand where they're at. So in my mind, when I'm ready to shit, I go, I'll just go to the Sky Club and shit there. It's much better than shitting with these peasants
the
down here.
The riffraff, yeah.
So I go to the gate, which is where I think the Sky Club is, and it's not there. Well, then I have my bags, and I go, hey, man, I'm not coming because I misunderstood you. I'm just at the gate. And he's like, all right, we'll meet you there. Well, I figure I have to shit, and I go, I'll wait till they come here so they can watch my bags. Because it's always more freeing when someone can watch your
bags. That's the best. That's the only, the only reason to travel with other people is so that they can watch your stuff while you shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is the point. There should be a book called Travel with Others so they can watch your bags while you shit.
That's the only reason.
So anyways, then they start boarding. And, you know, once they start boarding, I don't wait for anything. So then I go, fuck, so I haven't shit yet.
You're kidding.
So I get on the plane. And right away, like, I go, I want to take a nap, but I go, you know, I got to shit.
Now, walk me through this. Are you in coach? Are you in premium economy? Or are you in first class? Okay. Leads me to believe it's first.
You better get your life. Girl, get your life. You better get your life. Get your life.
Okay.
I'm in business elite first class.
Wow.
Of course.
You're bougie.
Jesus.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Oh, you bougie.
I didn't even know if you were serious or not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
So, but you understand why I asked that the question, because it will really set up how your entire flight shitting situation will go.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's a sensible question to ask, and I shouldn't have taken it so offensively. But yeah, I'm in first. I get ready to take a nap, but I go, I'm gonna shit. and it's I don't know, it's morning, you know, and I haven't had the proper process take place.
So are we like at a 6? Are we at a 5-6 loose?
Yeah, it's kind of pieces. It's just kind of mushy. It's kind of soft and mushy. And I'm already upset, you know. And then...
Huh. How's the cleanup? Easy, tough? It's hard on a plane.
Yeah, it's not that big of a... You know, the bathrooms aren't big. So I'm really cleaning up in there. I'm wetting a lot of paper, you know.
Yeah.
Then I have something to eat. And right away, I got to shit again.
Oh, no.
But it's not loosey-goosey. It's just, you know, it's just, I got to shit.
Now, why do you...
And babay to say on my peel.
Why do you think, Tom, I mean, you've already taken your morning dump. Why do you think you had to take a second shit that day?
I think because my first one wasn't a relaxed shit. That's why. I wanted to sit on that can for 15 minutes.
Yes, I see.
And we were still ascending. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't even leveled off.
Huh. So it was as if, yeah, you were cut off. It was cut off too early, and there was more to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a relationship that ended too soon.
That's a really good analogy. Mm. It's a really good analogy.
Thank you.
Yeah, so then I take a nap, and I sleep, you know, I don't know. 3-4 hours.
Now, are these in the lay down beds?
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Changes everything.
That's the best thing on the planet.
Yeah. And then I realized, here's how much it changes everything. I'd be willing to go into debt if I didn't have the points to fly like that.
I know. It really changes your life. You have no idea what it's like to fly overseas on a lay down bed versus economy.
And you're like, I would not do it for a
it's so hard, man.
3 or 4 hour flight. Obviously, but when you're talking 14, 15, 16 hours.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer. So I wake up from my nap, and that's when I shit the third time.
Wow. Now, why do you think prompted the third bowel movement?
That one was that I had eaten and rested, and then it was actually started moving down. Number four, it was a surprise to me. It was like finding a 20 in your pocket. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Now, that's a nice analogy, too.
Yeah, it was like, do I have to shit? How much time is left? And they're like, 2.5 hours. And I was like, oh, I'm going to shit a fourth time.
Now, let me ask you this, Tom. Do you feel pressure? Yep. Do you feel like, because I often can't shit on planes because I feel the line building. I sense other people want in. I feel rushed. I feel panicked and hurried. You don't feel that?
I definitely do. The what was nice was that in the first cabin at the front, there are two full-size bathrooms. So even though there were people sometimes waiting, they had access to a second bathroom. So you could kind of, you know,
get away with that.
On your standard flight, yeah, I'm not thrilled about shitting on the plane.
Plus, when people sleep, like during the movies or, you know, the lights are off, that's a little relaxed time to shit.
I did notice that on the flight there versus the flight back, the flight there, so many farts in first. Yeah. It smelled like a fart factory in first. It really did. It smelled like people were shitting in their seats in first on the way
but
there.
But it sounds as though, correct me,
they didn't.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds as though you had some bowel distress and that maybe the food gave everybody a little distress. Could that be a correlation here?
I hate when you make sense. But you did it again.
Wow.
You did it again. You Thanks. Did it again.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries. Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
You make sense.
Barack. Now, remember when I sharted on the flight over to Africa?
Yes, because we ate Mexican food before a flight from Atlanta to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad move. Mm-hmm. That was my first shart ever. And when the lesson in that... Don't eat Mexican before the flight, number one. Number two, always travel with spare underwear.
And I did.
Good.
I did. And you know what? Huh. I flew like a lunatic from Hong Kong back because we were drunk, exhausted, sweating. We just looked fucking crazy. We took a shower at the airport, and I put on those pajama shorts, those dick shorts that are pajama shorts.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I flew in with my balls hanging out.
What does Joey say? Like a doctor.
Like a doctor.
Well, that's good for you.
Tom Segura, el argentino.
He looks good. Joey lost a lot of weight.
Yeah?
I just saw him on Saturday.
That's great.
It looks really good.
My kettlebells. Ate a little quinoa.
Quinoa. So you mean to tell me though that you didn't get diarrhea the entire time?
I didn't. I had some. I had, you know, I went for it. I mean,
wow.
I had some street food. Had some crazy dim sum. Went to a little hole in the wall place late night one night and got like pork and beef tendons and a noodle soup. I went for it. I had some chili pepper flakes in a little sauce that were so hot going down that I knew it was going to be fire coming out, but I got lucky and it didn't really fuck me up.
You're very blessed.
But we're, you know, this is Hong Kong. We weren't like in some underdeveloped, you know what I mean? Dicey joint.
Well, hey, you know, when we were in Seoul, I was the last one to get diarrhea, but everybody did.
Everybody did.
Seoul is a nice country. That's what's it called. It's not a country. Korea's the country. Well, that's really neat, Tom. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you're back. We missed you. Theo
it's
and
good
I.
To be back. How about those hungry tits that we just saw at dinner?
We've been calling girls with small tits hungry tits.
Yeah. She's got those hungry tits. And if you're out there and you got those hungry tits, we just want to remind you that all you got to do is feed them.
You got to feed those hungry tits.
You got to feed those hungry tits.
Make them into big sloppers.
You got those big hanger sloppers.
What I wouldn't give for a pair of hungry tits, you know?
No, yours are well fed.
I don't really like them this big, you know?
You got those.
I could downsize to hungry tits.
You got those cow tits.
Hungry tits. You know that song?
Of course.
She got your tender, every day she's got hungry tits.
She's got those tits, gotta keep feeding ya.
Well, the waitress took our order tonight.
My butchasayo, my beho.
She took our order, and she walked away, and you're like, did you see those hungry tits? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even look at her tits.
Well, they were eye level with me, and they were tiny little hungry tits.
You know what, though? I think that I like them
small. I'm not critiquing them.
No, I know, but I'm saying that this is a sidebar, is that I think hungry tits are sometimes nicer than sloppers, because I got big old slip slops.
Definitely. Different days, you want different size teddies in your face, for sure.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you. Like, you have the kind of that Rolodex of dicks you got.
What?
You go through those different size dicks all the time, you know? Like, sometimes you feel like a smaller one, and sometimes you get those that big meaty dildo out, and it's like...
What is wrong with you? Who are you?
You go through the different sizes, you know?
What are you talking about?
You said that sometimes you feel like different sized titties.
Nobody's ever said that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody said that on this, ever, okay. In our life, ever. What's wrong with you?
Hungry tits.
What's wrong with y'all?
Hungry tits and hungry dicks. Yeah, but if you got those hungry tits, you know, you should still let people suck on them. They want to suck
all
on
right.
You.
All right. Okay. This is...
It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here. So take off all my clothes.
I know that's right. Well, you be safe, okay?
All right, boo.
All right. Boo. You going out tonight? Huh? You going out tonight?
Oh, you know it.
Ooh.
This fucking guy is wearing a crop top.
Uh-huh.
His stomach is out. And it also has shoulder straps. It's a bra.
Yeah.
It's very small on him.
Yeah.
Then he has on cut-off jean shorts that are really, really small and tight.
Well, he listens to the show.
He's a fan?
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, I thought you meant this was a fan submission.
No, it's a fan submission.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like
it's
this
a listener
is,
submission.
This is a...
Oh, I'm just joking. He's not really your mom's house listener, though. He should be with his jeans that tight.
Oh, you're gonna get fucked up, ain't you? Oh, you should try the flamingo down there.
I'm about for the chop, can't do that chuck, make you melt, wood chain, handcuffs, fucking rip in my belt, in here, play my game.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
And they're in a parking lot of what appears to be, I don't know, could be like a fast food place at an intersection.
Yeah.
And he's dancing for them, and they're asking him questions. He has a 954 tattooed on his face.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Dade County?
That's Broward County.
Oh, okay.
305 is Dade.
Huh? Mm-hmm. See you, chocolate.
All right. What's your name?
It's called Mariana.
Oh!
Shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, shit!
And he's dancing for them.
Because I'm bright like a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the music. Hey, Jay, Rain Man is back. Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
Hey!
You just stand on my umbrella, Ella, hi.
He has he has little moves for everything that he sings, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little dance moves. Yeah, it's something.
Do you think, I'm just throwing this out there as a hypothesis, okay? I don't mean to throw stones. Do you think he might be high on drugs?
It's, no.
He just has the joy of the Lord in his heart.
Yeah. Natural. It's just natural, man. It's just natural.
You cute, though.
And then they get him back by giving him compliments, you know?
It's the best.
Just when he's like, are they making fun of me? They're like, you're cute. Not cute.
No, it's
nothing not. About this is cute.
He's got a huge gut that hangs over his pants, too. It's just rad.
Yeah.
You, baby.
All right.
Taxi, one is up. That's the way we like to fuck up. Fuck up, with the pants with the shirt.
And they do the, ooh, that's good. You got moves. You can sing. You can do it all.
You
got
to encourage crazy. That's how you work with it.
All right, Rihanna. You is too cute. I like them shorts now.
Thank you.
Well, where you put it at?
Well, put what at?
You know.
Don't worry, it's tucked.
Don't worry, it's tucked.
Like it tight, baby.
Oh, I know that's right.
I know that's right.
He tucks his junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's tucked.
She fucking asked him where his junk was, dude.
Where you put it at?
That's so great.
Mm.
He's just doing him. You know what I'm saying? He's doing him.
No, I know what he's doing. So should we talk about it? Like, do we need to talk
about
it?
The elephant in the room?
Yeah. Are we going to make this?
The dog elephant in the room, if you will.
The dog elephant?
The dog trainer elephant? What the fuck is going on? And you need a horn, too.
It's on, you guys. While I was in Hong Kong, one Peter Kane, who we have featured many times on the show, out of nowhere, posted a video online.
Mm-hmm.
And for the purpose of this show, we will play it in its entirety. It's unbelievable.
It's so crazy. I don't even know what to do yet.
If you're driving, so crazy. We recommend you pull over. Put the car in park.
It's Peter Kane, guys. And it's Peter fucking Kane.
Maybe put on the parking brake.
I can't believe it.
If you're at home, sit down. If you're at the gym, put the weights down.
It's Peter motherfucking Kane.
Christina and Tom's podcast, Your Mom's House. Christina said some really mean stuff. Like, really mean stuff. And I don't want to go into all of it. But some of it is stuff that Cesar Millan's relatives have accused me of on YouTube, and that's that I'm jealous of Cesar Millan. And when she said it, you know, she laughed and did that, you know, that little impish laugh that she has? Tee! Kind of like Robin Quiver. She did that right after she said it, you know? Wow. Let me tell you something, Christina. I'm not jealous of Cesar Millan or any of the other people that I fuck with or talk about. I'm not. I just think that he's incompetent and he's not helping dogs. And that's why I got involved in this 3 years ago, making videos and starting Read Your Dog on Facebook, was to help educate the American people. And that's all I'm doing, is I'm calling out Cesar Millan and Victoria Stilwell and all of them for just being incompetent. They're faces on a TV show. That's it. So I'm not jealous of him. Maybe it's $45 million. Who wouldn't want that? Christina, do you have $45 million? Wouldn't you want that $45 mil? Yeah, but I'm not jealous of him as a person or a dog trainer. I'm Peter Kane. You know, I'm multifaceted. I'm an artist, comedian, and dog trainer. He's a dog trainer with $45 million. But, you know, she said a lot of other things, and I'll talk about it later. But the other thing that she did that sticks out of my mind was she accused me of being a racist, and it's because I said, you know, this is an English speaking country, and if you're doing a dog training show,
by
you
the
should
way,
use the word no, not a sound.
As he's saying that, he cuts to like a, I don't even know what, dude. It's like a Mexican doll humping a watermelon. He's an artist, and I know that he makes like huge pieces like that.
Yeah.
So as he's accusing me of being racist, he cuts to a Mexican, like, sombrero guy fucking a watermelon.
With his dick out.
Okay. That's I just wanted awesome. To point that out visually. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that is what's happening in the video.
Right? So she accused me of, like, being a racist. Listen, Christina, I'm not the one that named my brown dog Theo Huxtable.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Okay. Did I name my dog OJ? No. You'll probably get another dog because you seem like dog people. What's your next dog's name going to be? Uncle Ben? You know, Step and Fetch It? Am I really the racist, Christina? I didn't name my dog Theo Huxtable.
Oh, and now it's the Mexican thing humping the water on you.
One day I was thinking that I had no
big words.
First of all, why am I the only target here? Like, you've never said anything rotten about Peter Kane?
I don't think I have.
Oh, bullshit.
Nah, I don't think I have, but there's nothing that you have. You don't have those hungry tits.
Okay.
You got those big hangers.
Wow. So, I mean, should we even address Peter Kane's... should we defend ourselves? What do we do?
One of my favorite things when I saw this video, I got so excited. One of the things though, I have to point out, first of all, is how happy I am that he made this. Secondly, that Peter, who titled this video Christina Pajitsky Calling the Kettle Black, I think that Peter Kane assumes all kettles are black, because one of our favorite things about naming our dog Theo Huxtable is that he's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And people assume when they hear his name that he's a dark dog, and that's why we named him Theo Huxtable. Especially black people, they'll be like, Steal, and then they're like, oh, it's a blonde dog.
Yeah, dude, he's got my hair color.
Yeah.
He's a blonde little guy. He's not even
brown. If it was a white dog, it would be Theo Huxtable. But anyways.
I mean, look, first of all, okay. Peter, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you have to.
No, I'm assuming he listens to the show now. Obviously, we love you. And like, you know, I found his videos months ago looking for dog videos to help train Theo, because Theo came with, you know, rescue issues. And I found his videos and we just thought they were silly and amusing. And, you know, I don't mean anything malicious. If I ever said anything that was hurtful, I apologize, Peter Kane. We absolutely adore you. It's ridiculous. Right, Tom?
100%.
Yeah, we love you, buddy. And, you know, it breaks my heart to think that he would be upset about what we said about him. Even though I'm sure. I always say dopey shit. I don't know what the fuck. What are we? We're fucking comics.
Yeah.
What do I know? We make fun of people with Tourette's, for fuck's sake, Peter Kane.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he did another one, though, didn't he?
Yeah. There's now two more.
There's two more.
Yeah.
Let's get into these other ones. Where's the other one?
I can't listen to it. It upsets me. My stomach starts to hurt.
Why?
Well, I hate that he's mad at me. I hate it.
He's not mad at you. I don't think he's mad at you. This is another video of his. This one is called A Dog Named Theo Huxtable.
No.
On dogs. Oh, and then he's talking about harnesses, too. It's not.
This is for Theo Huxtable's owners. And if I'm incorrect about this, it's a message for anybody that has their dog on a harness. Harnesses promote pulling and bad behaviors. That's how it is. You know, the correction happens at the neck. If you have your dog on a harness, you're not correcting at all. You're just walking it around, telling the dog that it's in charge. In other words, Theo Huxtable likes Hennessy and smoking crack. You know, he's going to...
What?
He doesn't smoke crack.
Crack?
Theo's never smoked crack. That, he smokes, Peter.
I buy Kools from every other day from the corner store.
He does like his Henny. That's true.
Out of a bowl. Like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman. He doesn't smoke crack. He smokes a lot of weed.
And cigarettes.
And he does cocaine like a gentleman, mm-hmm. like an adult. He doesn't do fucking low class drugs.
No.
He has enough money to do the good stuff, Peter.
Cigarette guy. 100%. Cocaine.
He does cocaine. He can afford it. We live in the good neighborhoods now. We live in the burbs. He can afford it.
I've never seen it. Nope. I really don't think you should be giving our dog cocaine. Cigarettes is where
I don't give it to him. He buys it with the money that he collects from his bets. How am I? I can't control everything he does. He's a grown up, unfortunately, in his mind.
Keep wanting to smoke crack and drink Hennessy if you have him on the harness. So remember, guide dogs and sled dogs. That's completely different. The sled dog is pulling something, and the guide dog has been trained with a collar at the neck. It's a highly trained dog. You're never going to get your dog in check if it's on a harness. Even if it's a no-pull harness, it's the same thing. You're not correcting the dog. You're just walking around with Theo, telling him, do whatever. I'm sorry. That's just how it is, guys.
The bus?
Do you think he times it so that the bus shows up?
I think Peter goes, I'm going to make a video. What's the noisiest part of New York I can go to right now?
Where in Brooklyn can I stand? I'm assuming it's Brooklyn, right? Doesn't he live in Brooklyn?
He lives in Brooklyn, but I think he's like, that factory is closed. I don't think I can film in there. But there is a shooting range over here. Maybe they'll let me film right here.
Right.
You got to get your dog on a collar unless it has some kind of medical problem and not some kind of...
Now, there's a video I want to see that has nothing to do with us that as I was looking, pulling these up, I just ran past the title. Now, we don't have to play it, but can I read you the title? Then you tell me if you want to hear it or not. Mm-hmm. It's called I Shit My Pants. Now, do you want to hear it?
How long is it?
120.
It's because I felt so bad. And then I woke up at about 3 or 4, and I'm cramping up, man. I feel sick.
What?
And I'm like, God damn it, I have to go use the bathroom.
What is happening?
As I'm walking towards the bathroom,
what is going on?
You know, my hand hits the doorknob of the bathroom. That's when it happened, right in the fucking seat of my pants, you know? It's dripping down the back of my fucking legs. It's disgusting.
What is going on today?
It might be warm inside you. It might be the same temperature, but as soon as it comes out your ass, it gets cold, so you can feel it dripping down the back of your legs. It's gross. And then so I take the bath, and then I'm like, well, I got to do something with these jeans. So my decision was to just bag them up and throw them away, right? Get a trash bag, throw them away, along with my shoes, because it dripped into my shoes. So I bag it up, and as I'm bagging it up, I get shit on myself. It fucking sucks. You know, to make matters worse, I had to get back in the bath.
You know,
the water's all brown and shit. I don't want to wear diapers. I really don't. I don't want to wear diapers. And if this is how it's going to be in the future, fucking put a bullet in my fucking head.
Peter Kane's all kinds of fired up these days.
I just want to say, can I say one thing to Peter?
Please. But be careful. He might make a video about it.
No, I know. I would just say
watch
this
what
to you.
Say.
Well, I wanted to say this to you. You know, from Christina and I, you have two huge fans. If you listen to every episode, yes, we make fun of everybody that we play clips on, and we've probably said insensitive, mean things about people that we never really mean.
Never.
But I will say this. Watch your fucking back. When Theo hears this shit. Because you got nothing to worry about with the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I've said it through and through.
I'm a huge fan. We
Christina's
adore
a huge
Peter
fan.
Kane.
I mean, we've loved playing your clips. I want to say that we've been at the forefront of playing you and sharing your
let's be real. You know, we've been onto the goodness of Peter Kane a long time.
Yeah.
Longer than maybe some other
So
people that might have picked you up later. I don't know.
There's like three or four, you know, months maybe around there that we've been playing your stuff and we love it. But when you bring Theo's name into the conversation, all I have to say is you're on your own. You made your bed and now you have to lie in it.
You so brought this on you, bro.
When you're out walking through Brooklyn and you see dogs walking around, you're like, oh, what a cute fucking dog. Maybe you shouldn't pet that dog.
Okay.
Okay? Maybe you should watch out and look. When you get to the dog parks in Brooklyn, maybe do a full scan of the park and see who's hanging out and what kind of attitude dogs have.
You know what? I think Theo might already know because I saw him on Expedia looking for tickets.
To JFK?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. It might be too late.
Dude.
Look out, Peter Kane.
I'm just saying, man. If you see some new dogs hanging around the neighborhood, you're like, that dog looks shady as fuck. Mm-hmm. He's got a patch fur missing and snaggle tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to your dogs. Like, where do you live?
Mm. And he says he's from the hundreds block. 10 times 10 with an S on the end.
Just know that you did it to yourself. And if you want to issue an apology to Theo personally, now's your fucking chance. Because you don't want to get on the bad side of that guy. I'm telling you.
He barely tolerates my existence. Oh, and just so you know, Peter Kane.
That was perfect the way you just did that.
Did I?
That was so Peter.
You know?
Just so you know, Peter, all right? Okay?
He's so aggro.
Yeah, he's fucking... Harnesses, they don't do a fucking thing.
Harnesses are the worst. You know, Peter, just so you know, Peter, I've actually taken Theo Huxtable off a harness now.
Yeah, you have. And you did it a while ago.
And I did it. Why? Because I've been watching Peter Kane videos. True story. And oh, you're going to hate this, Peter Kane, because of your videos and because I like Caesar Milan. And I saw it on Caesar. He uses just the collar, too. So I figured, look, if you guys do it, if Peter Kane does it, if Caesar Milan does it, I'm going to do it, too.
Why are you giving Caesar props?
Because he can't be all wrong. Not everybody's all wrong. I'm
I will
sure
say
there's
this,
something
though.
Good that Peter likes about Caesar.
You did tell me that walks have been much better since you started using the neck only.
It's true. Because you can correct the dog. You're right. He's right about that pulling thing. Then he feels like he's in charge. And he already has an ego the size of downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
He's always stopping to collect money or stopping to you know, visit bitches and stuff. That's what he says. This way I keep him on track.
I love it. I love it.
I can't believe Peter Kay's making videos about us.
It's crazy.
It's the best thing ever. That's the best thing ever. Wait, but this Peter Kane thing, I do want to say, Pete, just so that everybody knows, Peter Kane is an artist. He's had art shows in New York. He's like, he makes cool stuff. Oh, and he did want to make a correction about the, he's not a hoarder, just that everybody
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, where's that video?
I don't, that was not in that Theo video?
Was it?
No, that was, wait, there's the first video that he sent us. Was that it? I thought it was in there. Maybe he, is, did we listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, I thought we did. Did we not? Oh, maybe we didn't.
Maybe we skipped in. Anyway, he's not a hoarder, guys. Clarification. That's all his, like, art stuff. Like, big, he makes big pieces, so that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did we not see that right now? I'm confused.
I think maybe you cut in to the video. Like, maybe you didn't play from the very beginning or something. Is there more?
Oh, there might,
maybe we didn't finish it, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let me check. Peter Kane, YouTube.
Oh, yeah, Peter Kane, yeah. That's what I want to say, sorry. He's an artist, he's a dog trainer.
Hmm.
Because he does say that in the video. He's like, I'm not a hoarder.
Yeah.
People say
isn't it
that.
On that one that's made, that's written to you?
The first one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hear it when we played it, did you?
Mm-mm.
What the fuck? I'm so confused right now.
It's all right, you're jet lagged.
I am jet lagged and I am very confused.
Well, at any rate, if we can't find the audio of it, to clarify that.
Now, I'm not jealous of Caesar. Read your dog on Facebook.
Yeah.
5 mil. Yeah, other things, and I'll talk about it later, but the one thing, the other thing that she did that sticks out of my mind was she accused me of being a racist.
I heard that part.
Okay. Did I name my dog OJ? No.
No, it's not
You'll
there.
You'll probably get a...
It's not there.
I don't know, man.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
I didn't name my dog Theo Huxtable.
Where he even showed artwork in it. You know?
Mm-hmm. You know?
You know?
You know? Well, Peter Kane. Do you think Peter Kane is one of those guys that is like East Coast all the way, like raised?
Oh, this is it. It doesn't mention you. That's the one. This he did. This
right,
was before
right, right.
He called you out by name, and this is totally for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you and me for saying hoarding stuff.
There's been a lot of comments on the internet about this place, and most of the comments that are made are that this, you know, that I'm a hoarder, that I have some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's rude. It really is. It's rude. This is an art studio, and to me, it seems obvious that this is an art studio, and I do not have that disorder. These are individual objects. Do you see more than one? No. No, you don't. Do you see stacks of newspaper?
Yeah.
You know, do you see used paper plates stacked up or balls of string? No, you don't.
You dumb
shit. It's art.
Shit.
It's art. You can't tell this. I make animatronics. I make film. I work in all mediums. I write poetry. You know, and I train dogs. But what the fuck, man? You don't like my art? Well, why don't you keep it to yourself? It's not garbage to me, all right? So fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
No.
I love it. I
my
feel
collars
like...
are used with...
All right.
I think he's so fired up. That's what's so funny. He's always so fired up.
He is so fucking fired up.
There's no...
It's the best.
Well, Peter, I feel like there's no 0 to 10. It's always like it's 7. It's always 7 and up.
Yeah. He goes,
funny.
It's so great. So we're big fans of him. Real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah.
The two guys I toured with, Pete Lee and Chad Daniels, please send them tweets. Pete Lee is at Pete Lee Tweets. That's what his handle is. So Pete L-E-E and then Tweets, T-W-E-E-T-S. That's the handle. Please send him tweets about his bulge and that you saw his bulge, his cock and balls, and say that you enjoy his stand-up, but you'd love to see what his cock and balls have to say. And then, of course, Chad Daniels. His handle is Chad Daniels 34. So that's the handle. CHADDANIELS34.
And tell, what's the phrase to tell Chad?
Baboy Chaseo Mabihol. But he's also very handsome. If you could please tell him that you think he's handsome.
He looks like Richard Gere.
He looks a lot like Richard Gere. And in person, it's crazy. Like, people would come up to him when we were in Hong Kong, and they go, "Oh, pretty woman.
Wow.
Pretty woman."
But he's like an older Richard Gere.
Well, he's older than Richard Gere was when he filmed Pretty Woman. Because Chad's 51 now, and I think Richard Gere was in his 40s when he made that. Okay. But please send him tweets about that also.
Also, guys, Ugly Face Graham. That's Ugly Face Graham on Instagram. It's my cousin's account. Submit your ugly selfies. I think it's a really funny movement.
And by the way, never ever have I seen the feedback like we got on Obi-Wan Kenobi's Theo song. That's so crazy.
That's so crazy. Probably one of the most amazing things that's happened on our show, besides Peter Kane making a video for us.
Yeah.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi song is a revelation. Someone emailed asking how the barks were made in the background. So Obi-Wan Kenobi, people want to know if that's Theo's bark. That's definitely not Theo's bark. Trust me, Theo's bark is far more shrill and horrifying to hear. His, you know, I hate it when Theo barks. It's like the worst sound. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, I'm assuming you used like a stock bark.
But it's awesome.
People want to know.
It's awesome. All right.
All right, guys. That's it. Scandalous episode of Your Mom's House today. I don't know how to respond. Do you? Do we make videos back? Do we? What do we do now? We just wait? Wait for the next installment to come out of Peter King's video?
I think we should try to talk to Theo and tell him not to go get on the plane right now. Because we don't want to like escalate. I'm all about peace, you know, keep the peace.
But once his mind is made up, it's like, you know, you can't stop him.
You can't rationalize. No.
Fuck. Well, you brought this on yourself, Kane.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah. Sup, Kane.
Sup, Kane.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
We love you.
We love you. Mm-hmm.
Then greasy. Dun dun. Greasy.